Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. First, the practice report. The following players did not participate. Jimmy Garoppolo, no surprise there. Tarvarius Moore, no surprise there. Hassan Ridgeway, no surprise there. Trent Williams didn't practice. He was resting. Nick Bosa didn't practice, but Kyle Shanahan said they're just trying to manage his injury, much like others on the team right now, including some of those that were limited, like Eric Armstead, who Kyle said did come through the game okay, so no additional worries there. Spencer Burford was limited with an ankle. Christian McCaffrey, of course, has the knee, and Deebo Samuel limited with the quad. On Tuesday, we got a report from Adam Schefter about Jimmy Garoppolo potentially returning in 7 to 8 weeks. Awesome, right? Well, yesterday, Kyle Shanahan threw some cold water on that.
It's not a Lisfranc. They don't have to do surgery on it. Still going to be a big recovery, but much less than what we anticipated, which is awesome news for him in the offseason. He'll be good to go right away, so it won't be like last year. There's that way outside chance, you know, late in the playoffs or something like that, but it's just an outside chance. I'm not really real optimistic about that, but they didn't rule it out.
Once again, the 49ers and Team Garoppolo are on opposite sides of the fence when it comes to an injury that he's dealing with. Last year, it was whether he needed shoulder surgery. This year, it's foot or ankle surgery. And this is only a 5-minute show, so I'll give you the short version. If the 49ers put Jimmy Garoppolo on IR, they most likely think he's done, because the team can only return 2 more players from IR the rest of the year, and Elijah Mitchell and Javon Kinlaw are already on injured reserve. So if you put Jimmy there and then you bring him back, you're going to lose Elijah Mitchell or Javon Kinlaw. That is not going to be an easy decision to make, and Kyle Shanahan said it is still up in the air. So, now that it is the Brock Purdy show, what do you like best about him, Kyle?
I like when a play's there that guys aren't scared to make it. You know, they don't hesitate. They don't take a second look at it. They let it rip and they worry about it after. A lot of guys who just guess do that too. So you got to find out whether they're being aggressive or just if they're deciding then to do it or if they're deciding on Wednesday. And that's a big difference. But Brock has been very good with it. He can explain what he sees, and that's why we got a lot of confidence in him.
Damn. Okay. That's definitely one thing you can see about Purdy. He is not afraid to sling that thing around. There's a reason some people call him Big Brock. On Sunday, he'll be facing the Bucks, and of course that means Todd Bowles, one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. How big a challenge is Purdy up against, Kyle?
He's got a huge challenge. I mean, Todd alone, but also the talent they have over there. I mean, they stop the run as good as anybody in this league. They've been doing that for a number of years. They're extremely good in their coverages because they can do anything that they want. They're good in man. They have all the blitzes. So Todd's probably going to throw everything at us, and what works, he'll keep doing it until we figure out how to do a better back.
That's going to be the big question, right? If you thought defenses were selling out to force Jimmy Garoppolo to beat them, just wait till you see how they play Brock Purdy. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday. If you want some Brock Purdy breakdown, check out Ted Wynn's column in The Athletic. It is all about Mr. Irrelevant's first game. There's some encouraging signs, a lot of like still pictures and film breakdown. Definitely worth your time. One thing to watch, Talanoa Hufanga was on the Richard Sherman podcast yesterday, and he was freaking fantastic. Need proof?
Explain that Tyreek play to me. What you see?
You know, they always say stay out the cheese. And so I definitely took the cheese. I got to be lactose intolerant now. And anyway, I can stay out the cheese so I can stay back. Definitely I'll learn from it for sure.
You can watch the entire thing on YouTube now. One thing you may have missed, Nick Bosa, congratulations. NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his 3 sacks and his forced fumble on Sunday. It's funny, he won the Player of the Month in November without winning a single NFC Player of the Week. Now, in December, he's already got one. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Niners Nation Podcast Network. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Stay tuned for the Gold Standard Podcast with myself and Levin Black. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.